This was the famous Benjamin Dube AmaZulu, and before that was Benjamin Dube with "All Give Thanks." Since it is Women's Day, I thought, why not co-host with another woman? Especially because we should all make it a habit of visiting each other's industries and learning a thing or two. So this morning, I am with someone special. I'm co-hosting with Old Mutual's Provincial General Manager under Sales and Distribution, Ms. Matapelo Sepamla. Good morning and welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Fezile, and good morning to Rise FM's listeners.
So, is this your first time on air or not?
Very first time.
Very first time. Oh, I am lucky because it's going down history. I was the first. Yeah, I hope I do a good job in welcoming you and keeping you calm. I know with a lot of people are intimidated by knowing that someone is overhearing the conversation. But as soon as we start talking, you forget.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that you will enjoy spending time here with us. So you shared your scripture for today, and it's from the book of Ruth.
Yes.
So for somebody who's listening, if you want to also read the scripture, it's Ruth 1 verse 16 to 17. Are you going to read it for us?
Please read it for me.
I'll read it for you. Okay.
Yes.
It reads, "But Ruth replied, 'Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, but be it ever so severely, even if death separates you and me.'"
Yes.
I love the fact that it's Ruth, first of all. And I want to know, why the scripture?
You know, the book of Ruth, for me, is about relationships. Mm. It is about commitment. It is about respect. Mm. And it is about attitude. Most of us, we get into things or relationships half-heartedly. Mm. And when I think of relationships, I'm not just thinking about the relationship between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of relationships in a broad manner. Mm. And we always say when we talk, I would want somebody who loves me unconditionally. Mm. And we walk into relationships with a bag full of conditions. Mm-hmm. So Ruth did not have any conditions. Mm. When she married into that family, she wanted to be in it for the long haul. Mm-hmm. So Ruth all the time reminds me that when you decide to do something, mm-hmm. do it with mm-hmm. all of your heart. Mm-hmm. Give it your all. Mm-hmm. I always remind my team as well that remember that you are where God wants you to mm-hmm. be. Mm-hmm. And always do your very best, mm. because that is what will move you from where you are to the next level. Mm. So for me, I hear it's about Ruth and her mother-in-law, but to me, that book talks about committing to a cause, mm. Mm. and that is why I love Ruth so much.
And the one thing I also love from all of that is commitment does not necessarily have to do with just relationships. You can commit to being a good mother, commit to being a good role model in the family, commit to being a good colleague, a good employee. In everything that you do, you have to have a certain level of commitment to making it work,
yes.
whether there are challenges or not. Thank you for sharing that. It's Andilega Majola coming up right here. Good Rise FM.
Rise FM.